I think it's funny. Basically, Maker's Mark had, you know, Jim Beam, of course, who owns Maker's Mark, had all their consumers begging them to raise the price. Let's face it, when you know, this is one of the problems that I see with the distilling industry on the large scale, is that there's very little family-owned distillery left. And when you're controlled by the market, you know, you can't tell your investors, we can't sell that extra 30,000 cases because we don't have the whiskey. And, you know, the investors are saying, well, that's money that you're cheating us out of then. So that's why Maker's Mark decided we will lower the proof to get those extra cases and make the investors happy. And, of course, the backlash came back so hard that even the investors realized that, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done this. And they backed off. And basically, in order to handle their supply problem, they're going to have to raise the price to do it. So, I mean, it's an interesting situation. It's a problem that a lot of brands wish they had.